When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
A podcast network.
Hello!
And welcome to...
Two...
Filthy...
Nerds!
Because we're filthy!
And we're nerds!
And there's two of us!
There's a whole two of us, and we are coming to you live from two different locations. I am in Austin, Texas, where I've spent the weekend...
Nicole. And I am in Los Angeles, where I've spent the pandemic.
I've spent my entire life, it feels like.
It really feels like.
She's at home in the Two Filthy Nerds studio.
Mm-hmm.
And wow, 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 wow. I gotta
Wow. First and foremost, you guys, let's knock this out of the way. You need to be on our Patreon.
Yes, you do.
If you're not, you're fucking up.
Yeah, we have a full chat going on right now. We live stream all of the recordings of these episodes. Patreon.com/twofilthynerds. You can be in on it. We've got a whole chat going. Everyone's roasting me for eating too much barbecue. They're talking about who shot JR for some reason, even though I was in Austin, not Dallas. Can I get any respect around here? Nobody listens to me.
What happens in Texas, anywhere in Texas, is relative to the conversation. Because all of Texas is terrible. That includes Austin and Dallas.
I don't think that's true. Frankly, I think there's a lot of listeners potentially coming in from Texas, and maybe we shouldn't try to isolate them. Also, I happen to like Texas. Yes, there's a lot of backwards things here, but there's also cowboys, and cowboys have nice, strong butts and country music.
So, all right, you brought me back over to the Texas side.
What do you hate, barbecue? What do you mean?
Strong-butted cowboys. Yeah, I like barbecue. I don't know. It's just the whole, like, it's the whole I'm Jewish thing. There aren't a lot of Jews in Texas.
Yeah, because of your poor attitude.
You know what? You're so right. Not to mention, allergies in Texas are the worst.
Oh, man. I thought we were going to talk about allergies on a different episode.
We can talk about it on a different episode.
We'll do a full episode
I want to talk about all I know about Texas is it's humid as fuck during the summer, and then allergies, and that Austin looks like broccoli.
Austin looks like broccoli? What
like if you're driving along, all of the trees look like if you were an ant and you were driving, the surface of the trees all look like you're a little ant driving on broccoli.
That's not something I noticed. You know, I didn't know.
Now you're going to notice when you drive to the Aeropuerto, you will notice.
Oh, that is upsetting. I mean, I didn't know that Austin was going to be humid. I thought like Houston for sure, because it's on the Gulf Coast. I didn't realize this part of Texas was humid. So my hair has been exploding. I just have it up now because it's just been.
By the way, your hair looks terrific.
Thank you.
It's got volume. That ponytail has pizzazz.
Little pizzazz. We're showing it live. You get the
guys,
full
view. If you were on
it's
the
like
Patreon,
a horse tail.
You could see all the pizzazz that her pony has.
Oh, yeah. You only on Patreon do you get to see live, up close,
live pony.
And full frontal ponytail.
Full frontal pony. So talk to me about... How different is Texas? Because it's open.
It's like the Wild West here. Like literally, I know it is like the Wild West, but it's there's so much comedy, first of all. I did four spots and all indoor, by the way. Everything, they're indoors.
Yeah.
I don't know how long they've been indoors. I don't know if they were ever not indoors.
Not indoors. Crazy.
What's crazy is... It's a mind fuck coming from LA where like if you're in LA. So for those of you who aren't in LA, maybe we haven't made this like painted this picture enough. If you're walking down the street without a mask, you are the weirdo. people are like, oh my God, that person doesn't have a mask on. You're a freak.
Oh my God, that person doesn't care about other people.
Yeah. If you don't have a mask on, you hate everyone. You hope they die. You're a selfish piece of shit.
I think at this point, I'm not even wearing a mask because it's just like, I don't know. I guess you just wear a mask now. Like, I guess that's just life. I feel like that's what we do. We just wear masks.
Well, I mean, like, yeah, because the science shows that, like, you can still be spreading the virus. But also, I have an uncle who's a doctor that's like, yeah, if you're outside and not standing right next to someone and just wearing your mask, you do look crazy. There's no reason for that. You're not going to infect anyone if no one's standing next to you and you're outdoors. Like, yeah. But in Texas, you are the odd man out if you're walking down the street with a mask.
That's so crazy.
It's crazy. And it makes me, it gets like, I got in my head like, well, how much, like, this feels like the extreme opposite. And is there a better happy medium that makes more sense? Like, because to someone in either state, I think you look at someone doing the opposite and you go, wow, they're crazy. But also, like, I don't know if Texas numbers are not rising because no one's getting tested, but like
that's a good point.
Or if it's like everyone visits Austin and they leave, so they go test positive somewhere else. But like, people don't seem worried, and it's just strange. It felt like going back in time almost.
I have a friend who lives in Brooklyn, and she, you know, Brooklyn is, you know, an epicenter of wokeness.
Yeah.
And she's like, you know, she's like, everybody in Brooklyn is wearing a mask all the time, everywhere you go, masks, masks, masks. And she was saying how she's annoyed at this point that everyone is still wearing their masks. She's like, every single person I know is vaccinated. She's like, we do not need to be walking around outside with masks on. She's like, it's fucking annoying. Like, what did we get the fucking vaccine for? Like, every person she knows, all of her kids' parents, everybody has, all of her kids' friends' parents, everybody has it. She's like, we're standing outside talking to each other. She's like, I'm not wearing a mask anymore. She's like, I'm done. She's like, I got the vaccine. This has been long enough. Everyone else has gotten the vaccine. What is the point?
It does make me feel like, are we in California? Have we just been conditioned to fully live in like absolute state of fear? Because on one hand, it's like you go, hey, having the vaccine doesn't stop you from spreading the disease or catching it. Mm-hmm. It just stops you from being in the hospital. You'll get minimal symptoms. It keeps you from getting the
hospital
vaccine.
Sick.
Yeah. But it's also like, okay, well, if everyone's allowed to get the vaccine, am I wearing a mask out of a courtesy to the people who are refusing to get the vaccine? Is that what that's about? Because it's like,
yeah, that's what it seems like. It seems like we're doing that as a courtesy to those people.
To those people who don't give a fuck.
Who don't give a fuck. And then we're also doing it as a courtesy to, I guess, old people and immune compromised people who can't get, my friend Jackie, she has Lyme disease. She can't get the vaccine. Her doctor is like, it will kill you if you get the vaccine.
Why?
Because her autoimmune disease is like so bad. He was like, you can't get it.
She's on immunosuppressant drugs?
Yes. Yes. He's like, you can't with those drugs. He's like, you can't get the vaccine. So she's not allowed to get the vaccine. So she stays home all the time. And she's like, you know, and she's in this weird predicament now where,
you're really just rattling this off. Like, I don't have an autoimmune disease and I'm like freaking out now.
No. Well, I can tell you the things that she told me. Cause we don't need to spiral on here. And we also don't need anyone else to spiral.
Yeah. We are not doctors. Don't fucking
get back to barbecue. Cause that's
what's really important to America.
Vaccine rights don't matter. What matters is barbecue. We want to know about the Q.
This
the
is America.
BBQ.
Like, eat barbecue or get the fuck out, basically.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, it's just...
There's nothing more American than barbecue.
I mean...
Racism. The only thing more American than barbecue is racism.
Misogyny is a close second, but barbecue beats it out.
Racism, misogyny, barbecue. Delicious. All of them in their own way. How would we know anything without those things? First of all, one thing I want to know about Texas... Barbecue, is it just better there? You've lived in Mississippi. So you know Southern barbecue. It's not like you, this is your first barbecue rodeo. What is so special?
No, it's hard to tell though, because being in LA, we're like, either I just haven't found the right barbecue spot or we don't fucking have one. I don't get barbecue that much. The most barbecue I eat is my boyfriend Andy's ribs because he started cooking and they're pretty fucking good. Okay. But I think, okay, I had this place called Terry Black's. It's so good, but I don't even remember. I remember loving barbecue as a kid. I couldn't tell you if the barbecue in Mississippi at this point is better than the barbecue in Texas. Frankly, I think the fact that there's this like big debate about Kansas City barbecue or Texas, it's like, dude, fuck you. It's good. It's all good.
Yeah, it's
meat
barbecue
covered in delicious sauce.
Yeah, it's smoked, moist, what's the word I'm looking for where it falls off the bone?
Tender?
Tender
that's
meat.
Well, that's the difference too, is like, how are you cooking it? Because like this place I went to, Terry Black's, it's everyone in, well, Austin recommended it. So tender, and like the way they cook this meat is so good that like, and here,
when you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Is what I like about it. I didn't need the sauce. I think there's some people who like, they do their own barbecue, but like the sauce, a lot of times sauces and condiments are really being used to cover up the fact that the stuff you cooked is kind of shitty.
It's not done well. It is definitely a mask. It's the push-up bra of condiments.
It's like every salad dressing I use is just to try so hard to disguise the fact that I'm eating disgusting leaves that I hate so much.
By the way, that every single time you say that, and then I have salad shortly thereafter and I'm putting dressing on it, I think of you every single time I put dressing on a piece of lettuce. I'm like, oh, this is Jess's way of making this tolerable. And I'm a lettuce fan, but I like iceberg lettuce.
I'm saying this with all of the love in my heart. I think there is something wrong with you. Like, if you're like, lettuce.
Iceberg lettuce to me is mwah.
It's like
a little shredded
air.
Lettuce.
It pisses
me
off.
I love it. Love it. I think I just, you know what? I think it's just a texture thing.
I think maybe that's why I don't like it. But I feel like anytime there's lettuce added to something, like a sandwich or a taco, I'm like, the lettuce has come here to try to steal the show away from the flavor. And frankly, yeah, like it dulls down the flavor by just
I love how
existing.
You're giving this fucking taco a storyline.
Yeah.
Like there's drama. There's a protagonist. There's an antagonist.
Like that meat you're finally really was cooked long enough in this amazing recipe. And then you're just going to put lettuce on and be like, this is how I'm triggered because I feel like I'm the meat and it's someone going, you're a little too much, you know? Maybe you're at a 10, maybe take it down to a 5.
You're going to need to take you know what? Have some Adderall. You're too much. You're too much. We need to dampen. That's how I feel about Adderall and Ritalin. It's just like, it's just trying to dull our shine.
No, that is a real thing. I don't want to say it's dulling the shine. I mean, I need my ADHD medication to function or I will go out of my mind because my brain will fire off so quickly sometimes that it's, mm-hmm.
It's going 8 million places.
It quite literally
places.
Like drives me insane. Yeah. And I know there's people who go like, you can't say crazy or insane, but it's like, you haven't been inside my brain. Don't you fucking say what I can't say about my
also,
own brain.
And don't tell people what they can and can't say. And don't tell people to get the vaccine or not get the vaccine. But
we've
what
suddenly
I
become
know.
A conservative radio show yeah. all of a sudden. Someone's going to take clips from this and we're going to be like, oh, now we're Alex Jones. Great.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Just call us Joe and Rogan. So what I want to know more than anything about Texas is you know what my biggest interest about everything you've posted is. What do you think my biggest interest is?
If it's not barbecue, I don't know.
It's the mac and cheese. How do you not know?
Oh, because I went into a coma after I ate it and I forgot everything. That's why.
That mac and cheese you posted was just naughty.
Here's the thing is like Southern cooking is better than fucking whatever douchey bougie chef you're gonna find in LA. And the proof is in the pant line, you guys. Look at people from the South. Yeah, everyone's big and fat because the food's delicious. You like, yeah, LA is skinny because like nobody loves kale. They're just suffering through it. Like,
And there's no suffering with mac and cheese. Absolutely not. Maybe when you're having diarrhea later, that's the only suffering part of mac and cheese.
Dude, my Texas shits, when they say everything's bigger in Texas, I'm not kidding you. I shit a full roll.
They're talking about
today.
The shits specifically.
Like it was the size of, remember, okay, the bridge in that last Indiana Jones movie where there was it the last one where they're about to cross that bridge that falls, or was that the one before?
The one before.
Dude, I shit.
Temple of Doom.
I shit a Temple of Doom size bridge.
The duty of doom.
Yeah, Temple of Duty is literally it was next level. And I don't know if that's from the barbecue or from all the alcohol.
It's both. It's a fusion. It's a fusion duty.
They come right out of you.
I mean, how much I want to sit here and just talk about Texas shits, because I remember my poop story, my biggest poop story that I did on that documentary called Poop Talk with the Sklar brothers.
Was that in Texas?
Texas. That was a Houston shit. That was a Houston shit so big I almost destroyed a house.
Wow.
Because here's the thing that Texas has that most of America doesn't get. It's fucking queso. Mm. It's not just cheese. It's fucking queso.
Dude.
And it is fucking delicious. Like I want to put queso on queso.
Tex-Mex.
Could you imagine bacon dipped in queso?
Yeah, every day of my fucking life. That's what I masturbate to. Are you kidding me?
Like, I mean, now I'm gonna masturbate to it. We're gonna come at the same time. And then I want, if my cum tasted like queso, I would never have sex with anyone ever again.
No,
I
just
sit
be
at home
eating my own cum
and masturbating and eating my fucking pussy ejaculate.
If men's cum tasted like queso? I'd never stop sucking dick. Like,
oh, I'd suck dick all the time. I would suck dick to every man in Hollywood. I'd be like, give me your dick. And he'd be like, I can't do anything for you. And I'd be like, I don't care. Give me your queso.
Just want the dick dip.
Dick
here's the fucking
dip.
Here's how shitty California is. And look, I'm not going to become, I love California. I love my friends. I love the comedy.
Listen,
store.
I get it. When you're in Texas, you've got to adopt some of the Texas rhetoric.
I'm not going to abandon California and go pro Texas. So don't think I've just become, but here, somebody ordered queso from the table and it arrived for the table the other day at dinner and it arrived. And I had, this is how shitty California is. I had forgotten about queso.
Oh,
it was
how
like
an
it was
queso?
Like an old lover who drifted apart, like went off to war, and I never saw him again. And then like I'm out in the streets 20 years later, and there he is, just alone. And I'm like,
you know what,
Michael?
Was it a war lover? Was it a war lover, or was it that guy that last week of college, that farewell week? You saw him at the bar. You locked eyes. You fucked in the bathroom, and you were like, "Bye, Erica. Thanks for your queso, dick." And then 20 years later, you're in Texas. He walks into the same bar.
And you make eye contact and you're like.
And then you get that queso dick in the bathroom again.
It all comes flooding back. You're like, oh, I remember you.
Literally flooding back. You're covered in queso. Yeah. He's waterboarding you with his queso, with his dick queso.
They found me on the streets of Austin. I drifted down to San Antonio. They found me in front of the Alamo, just
in
covered
queso
in queso.
River.
And they're like, oh God, not like this.
Pee-wee's bike is here. Also, Jessica Michelle Singleton is covered in some substance that's delicious.
Yeah. So to summarize, queso is God. Barbecue is everything. I want to go on a sauceless. If I could barbecue the way they do in Texas, I could go full carnivore diet immediately and fucking, I'm all about it. The comedy was great. The shows were great. It is weird. It's for sure. There's like super spreader bars.
Yeah. I want to get down there. Obviously I will get down there at some point, but I'm not, as much as it's like, oh, fucking Texas or Los Angeles, you know, snowflakes and yummy, you know what? I'll fucking, it's fine. I just, if me wearing my mask makes me look like a fucking loser.
Oh yeah.
And there's a chance I might save someone's life or my
grandma's
own.
Yeah.
Or someone's like, you know what? I'll fucking, I'll wear the mask.
It doesn't bother me.
It doesn't bother me at all. Do I want to go jogging in a mask? No, I don't even want to go jogging. So I'll be fine. Skip the jog.
And it's like, if anything else, like this whole event should have, I thought everyone would come out of this more germophobic. Like I thought we'd all be like, oh, maybe when we're not feeling good, if no other time, we should wear a mask when you feel a little under the weather. Will that be a thing? Not in Texas, bitch. I saw somebody spit in somebody's eye.
They'll be like, you're a fucking pussy. She's like, spitting in Texas never got out of style.
No. All right.
A girl swallows a load and a guy's like, why are you doing that? You can't, you spit that load. It's like guys all of a sudden are like, no, you need to spit because you're from Texas and we don't care about germs here. I don't know.
They want you to spit. They're like, yeah, that's my girl. Listen,
that's my girl. She don't care about your grandma. Fuck her. She breaks a hip on her way to the hospital because she has COVID.
Well, you guys, this has been our deranged running our filthy mouths. This is probably the episode that'll get us canceled, but what episode is it?
I feel like this episode could go viral.
Hello.
Don't wear your masks. Wear your masks. Get a vaccine. Don't get a vaccine. Suck dick, eat queso.
Suck dick, eat queso. That is a shirt. That's a bumper sticker. That is my life motto. We need to put that in the bio of every two filthy nerds.
New merch.
Social media.
New merch.
Who wants a suck dick, eat queso? All the straight men in the chat. Let me see it. Put some... Put a cheese emoji if you would buy that shirt. Listen, you guys, we're done here. Listen, later this week, we're going to run our mouths some more. Check out our Patreon, patreon.com/twofilthynerds. You can be live streaming in the chat. We watch movies. We hang out. We're going to a fucking theme park next year when hopefully it's safer. We'll see if all the people who refuse to wear masks have died off.
You know what we're not going to do there? Suck dick and eat queso because it's Florida.
Yeah, the queso's not as good. It's just Chili's regular brand queso. But
yeah, and no dick's worthwhile. Because a Florida man.
As someone from Florida, I can confirm that is true, but that never stopped me in college. Anyway, we love you guys. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
This has been a Two Filthy Nerds production.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.